Thank you.
Let's go back to the November ruling, the first ruling from Judge Holland in this, I think, the third case that Pebble has filed against EPA. Tell us what Holland's ruling really came down as. It's hard to interpret, I guess.
Well, I want to be absolutely clear about what case you are talking about. Pebble Limited has filed three different cases. The first case dealt with the merits of EPA's authority to initiate the 404C proceeding, and Judge Holland dismissed those claims, and that case is up on appeal to the Ninth Circuit. The second case that was filed by Pebble Limited involves what's known as the Federal Advisory Committee Act.
And this is and the case that he, act, this is what he ruled on, this case?
That's right.
Okay, and so tell us what FACA is exactly, because that's a confusing term even right off the bat.
FACA is a federal law that was passed that is intended to require that any committees that are established to give recommendations to federal agencies, that they be composed of individuals that are fairly balanced in terms of their points of view represented.
So, for example, if EPA hired folks on the periphery to conduct either some research or to bring information into them, they're supposed to be vetted to be fair and equal because they're funded by taxpayers, I suppose.
That's right.
Okay.
The idea is that agencies are getting the points of view that from the public that represent all sides. And so the complaint that was filed by Pebble alleges that in the process of adopting and developing the watershed assessment plan, that EPA relied upon three different groups of individuals that were treated like informal federal advisory committees, and that these committees helped EPA in developing the facts and information that went into the watershed assessment. And they made a claim that there were three different groups of these federal advisory committees, supposedly. And the first group consisted of Anti-Mine Coalition, and these were allegedly the environmental non-governmental organizations and anti-mine activists and lawyers and lobbyists.
We might just point out that that's Pebble's term, correct? That's not a term that exists.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So
that's right.
They're alleging there's the Anti-Mine Coalition.
That was the first. The second consisted of the anti-mine scientists. And then the third group were members of EPA's Bristol Bay assessment team, including individuals who were not employed by the federal government, but were members of the intergovernmental technical team. And Pebble alleged in their FACA violation that EPA used these contractors to help it write parts of the watershed assessment and for allowing Bristol Bay Tribal representatives to participate in the development of the watershed assessment. And Judge Holland, at a November 24th hearing, found that the first two contentions were not persuasive, and that is, he threw out the claims regarding the Anti-Mine Coalition and the Anti-Mine Scientists. But he said that Pebble had demonstrated at least a fair chance of success on the merits of the third claim. So he said that while they may be able to show the potential of harm, that it was not going to harm EPA to slow its process down to allow Pebble to essentially rewrite its complaint.
Okay, that was sort of the first, I don't know if you can call it a win, but the first success Pebble has had in federal court in a long time, if ever. They've had some wins in state court, but that seemed to have more implication right off the bat, or does it have an implication? Because essentially what it looks like is that the preliminary injunction was granted and EPA must now stop until further ruling. And it seemed like it took the wind out of the sails right there, or was this that big of a deal?
I'd be careful in calling this a win. This is a temporary injunction. Judge Holland let it be known to all parties that he was taking off on his winter holiday. He was going to be gone for a month. So he instructed Pebble to reorganize its complaint and get it filed, and made clear that this was a temporary injunction.
It sounds procedural.
Yes. Okay. So this, and he hasn't addressed the merits here. He just said that it appears that there may be a viable claim. And so I'm going to instruct the agency to stand down in finalizing its rule until the court has opportunity to address whether this claim is viable or not.
Is there any concern with your clients that a shifting landscape in Washington, D.C., or the Republican majority now in the Senate, is there a possibility that the EPA's authority may be stripped or limited between now and a further ruling from Holland?
Well, that's always possible, and certainly this new Congress has its eye on the EPA. We haven't seen anything, however, yet that was put into what's called the Cromnibus Bill, which is a combination of the continuing resolution and part of the omnibus spending bill. And that was, you know, the new Senate's first chance to take a whack at the EPA.
Okay, so no initial surge from the new Republican.
No.
Okay.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, so we see a little bit of a pushback on the EPA's timeline. One more thing I'd like to ask is, in that lawsuit that they filed, in the FACA lawsuit, are a host of names that everyone that's watched this issue or that lives in this region is familiar with, and emails from many of those people dating back well prior to a request made by the tribes in 2010 for the EPA to get involved. Some of these emails just seem damning on the face of them. Is there concern that these emails may harm, now that they're in the public, may harm the case for using EPA's authority to stop the development of Pebble?
I don't think so. I think that this has been a public process, and that all parties on both sides of this issue have had many opportunities to engage their government on the merits of this mine. So I don't think that emails are necessarily damning. I think they are an example of how the public attempts to engage government on major public policy questions and decisions.
Let's leave it there for now. And Heather, I want to thank you for helping us unpack this very complicated federal court process, and I hope you join us again.
All right. Thank you very much, David.